Blackstone Audio presents The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford by Ron Hansen. Dedication to John Irving, John LaRue, John Gardner. Part 1. Loot. Chapter 1. September 7th, 1881. His manner was pleasant, though noticeably quiet and reserved. He listened attentively to every word that Scott Moore or I uttered, but he himself said little. Occasionally he would ask some question about the country and the opportunities for stock raising, but all the time I was conscious that he was alertly aware of everything that was said and done in the room. He never made the slightest reference to himself, nor did he show the least trace of self-importance or braggadocio. Had I not known who he was, I should have taken him for an ordinary businessman receiving a social visit from two of his friends, but his demeanor was so pleasant and gentlemanly withal that I found myself, on the whole, liking him immensely. Miguel Antonio Otero, My Life on the Frontier. He was growing into middle age and was living then in a bungalow on Woodland Avenue. Green weeds split the porch steps. A wasp nest clung to an attic gable. A rope swing looped down from a dying elm tree, and the ground below it was scuffed soft as flour. Jesse installed himself in a rocking chair and smoked a cigar down in the evening as his wife wiped her pink hands on a cotton apron and reported happily on their two children. Whenever he walked about the house, he carried several newspapers, the Sedalia Daily Democrat, the St. Joseph Gazette, and the Kansas City Times, with a foot-long .44 caliber pistol tucked into a fold.